Keelan Darby joins me to explain how her police officer husband, Ben Darby, was wrongfully convicted for killing a man and how exculpatory information was not allowed at his trial. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also share some of my disturbing interview with a human trafficker in Central America. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is Donald Trump in the midterm elections. But specifically, Trump is a bigger factor than ever in the midterms. And the question is, how did that happen? Now, you know that Democrats were once given up for dead, but they're now increasingly optimistic about their chances in November's midterms. The race for the House, according to all the polls, is narrowing. Republicans are still predicted to win control. Also, according to all the polls, Republicans still predicted to win, but the race is absolutely narrowing. The race for the Senate, complete toss-up. Formerly pessimistic Democrats, Democrats who used to just have a really bleak outlook, now think November will not be an unmitigated disaster for their party. Now, a major factor in that change of attitude, is Donald Trump. Now, the former president was always going to be a factor in the race, but now it appears he might become a preeminent factor in the race. And if that happens, that will make Democrats very happy. They have very long hoped to make the midterms about Trump, hoping to capitalize on his unpopularity with large parts of the electorate. They wanted to make the midterms about Trump, and now that appears to be happening. Bad news for Republicans. Going to read you a passage from the New York Times. Quote, headed into 2022, Republicans were confident that a red wave would sweep them into control of Congress, based on the conventional political wisdom that the midterm elections would produce a backlash against President Biden, who has struggled with low approval ratings. But now some are signaling concern that the referendum they anticipated on Mr. Biden and the high inflation and gas prices that have bedeviled his administration, now that referendum is being complicated by all-encompassing attention on the legal exposure of a different president, his predecessor, Donald Trump. Okay, so that's a quote from the New York Times. Well, you think it's being complicated by all-encompassing attention on Donald Trump, and you think, well, how did that happen? How did there come to be all-encompassing attention on the former president? Well, it's because the Biden Justice Department took the unprecedented step of getting a search warrant and raiding Trump's winter home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, as part of a possible prosecution over alleged mishandling of presidential documents. The Justice Department's criminal investigation of Trump raised the Trump factor in the midterms to a newer and higher level, a much higher level. Okay? And that was on top of the House Democrats' made-for-TV investigation of Trump in the form of the January 6th committee. Committee's hearings, which, as we all know, were produced with a showrunner who used to head ABC News. Now, those hearings are currently on summer hiatus. They had a big blockbuster ending, and now they're on summer hiatus, but they will pick up. They'll return in September, second season, just in time for fall campaigning. So, in other words, the prime movers of the, quote, all-encompassing attention paid to Trump, the prime movers of that are the Biden Justice Department and Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats. Now, you say, of course, biased media plays a role. Of course, who is megaphoning the message? But the drivers of this phenomenon are the Democrats who control Washington at the moment. I'm going to read you another selection here. This one is from Politico's playbook. Quote, the burst of reporting, reconsidering the conventional wisdom that Democrats will be crushed in the 2022 midterms, continues this week. Most of the pieces emphasize that the return of Trump, through the January 6th committee, the fringe candidates he's backing, and the multiple investigations he faces, could help Democrats bury their differences with anti-Trump Republicans and independents, and unite into a majority coalition similar to the one that fueled Democratic victories in the Trump-centered elections of 2018 and 2020. A Trump-centered election. That is music to Democratic strategists' ears. A Trump-centered election. Make 2022, in which Joe Biden is the president, Nancy Pelosi is the House Speaker, and Charles Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader, make that election about Donald Trump. That was the trick. And for the moment, Democrats seem to be doing very well with that. Now, one complicating factor, if you're a Republican here and you're unhappy about that, one complicating factor is that Trump wants to be the center of attention in the midterms. He wants to be the center of attention of everything, all the time. He set out to play a decisive role in a number of Republican primary contests, and in many of them, he achieved his goal. He also appears to believe that he can use the Justice Department investigation to garner support among Republicans who might have been cooling on him up till now, but they now see him as unfairly targeted, just as he was unfairly targeted in the years-long Russia investigation. So Trump has, by all accounts, sought ways to benefit politically from the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, and he's going to try to benefit politically from future developments as well. But here's the thing to remember about this. Trump is in reactive mode. He is reacting to what the Biden Justice Department is doing. He is reacting to what House Democrats are doing. It is the Democrats in power, in the executive branch, and on Capitol Hill, who are proactively bringing Trump to the fore as the election nears. I mean, that's what's going on. So you think, gee, Trump is a bigger factor than ever in the midterms. How did that happen? Well, that's how that happened. Now, there are several caveats we need to add to this, several other factors we need to think about this, and we're going to get to those next.
Keelan Darby joins me to explain how her police officer husband, Ben Darby, was wrongfully convicted for killing an armed man who was threatening police, and how exculpatory information was not allowed at his trial. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Keelan walks us through the case and shares how we can help Ben get free. I'll also share some of my disturbing interview with a human trafficker in Central America. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about other factors to think about, the Trump factor and the midterms. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, hopefully even learning from the podcast, it would be really, really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. Really easy to do. You can do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Just do it. You'll really enjoy it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So, the caveats here. There are other issues at play, of course. There are other issues at play, and there's some of these issues that are actually helping Democrats or appear to be helping Democrats. First, Democrats hope that reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on abortion will energize their Democratic base voters and will push some independent voters away from Republican candidates. I don't know if that's going to happen. We can't really say that it is happening right now, but it might. And it's not something you can really protest. For decades, conservatives hoped to return the issue of abortion to the states, where it properly belongs according to the Constitution. Now that has happened. And it has quite predictably and properly politicized the issue in the states. Now, if Democrats can use the abortion decision politically against Republicans in state and local elections, well, that is the political debate conservatives wanted. Republicans cannot blame Democrats for that one. We've got a debate in the states, and it's going to continue. And that is the politically legitimate way to settle this particular issue. Okay. The other thing is, do not overstate the Republicans' problems or the Democrats' progress. Joe Biden is still an unpopular president. His job approval rating has gone up about 5 points, but it's still 42.0 in the Real Clear Politics average of polls and 42.4 in the 538 average. I mean, historically, that is the predictor, the predicate for bad midterm elections for his party. Also, Republicans continue to have a small lead in what's called the generic ballot. We've talked about that. It's the question, you know, if the election were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate as your representative in Congress? Republicans still have a really small lead. It shrunk a bit from 4 points at its highest to a little under 1 point now, but it's there. And the number of Americans who are dissatisfied with the direction of the country is huge. The so-called right track, wrong track. Do you think the country's going in the right direction or do you think it's off on the wrong track? I mean, 70%+ think it's on the wrong track. So the number of Americans dissatisfied with the direction of the country is huge. And I was talking about other issues, abortion being one of them. The inflation and the economy remain the voters' top issues. They're not going to change. They're not going to go away. All of that is bad news for Democrats, and it is unlikely, highly unlikely, to change in the next 10 weeks. Still, do not discount the gains that Democrats have made here. By using their power in the Justice Department and their power in the House of Representatives, putting Donald Trump in a higher place in voters' minds than he might otherwise have been. So you might want to ask, is that ethical? Is it proper? Is it legal? For most of the press, that's an argument for later. They'll think about that later. Right now, they're just megaphoning all of these things that are happening and that Democrats are saying. The fact is, Democrats have done this. They have used the power of the Justice Department. They have used their majority on Capitol Hill. They've done it, and they have the power to keep doing it until November 8th. There you go. But when you see stories, you see statements basically saying Trump is a bigger factor than ever in the midterms, you may want to ask yourself, well, why is that? How did that happen? Well, it happened in large part because of the actions of the Biden Justice Department and Nancy Pelosi's House Democratic Conference. That's what happened. So listen, thanks for listening. Always appreciate it when you can join us and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.